My name's Kate Hegarty, and I'm the founder of Jeff the Mongoose.
It is so good to see Jeff back on the block, because it's been a little while since we've heard from Jeff. What's kickstarted it all again?
Yeah, it is. It's nice to be back. We just, obviously, it's unprecedented times, and we saw everything unfolding around us. And my colleague Ben said, you know, people are going to be spending a lot more time at home. Let's start sharing some of the sort of positive content that we kind of built our brand around, just to see if it can help during this period.
And you have been posting some excellent stuff, because you've definitely got a voice with what you do that's kind of fun. It seems to appeal to sort of slightly different demographics, certainly younger demographic, which again has got to be good in these times, actually, because we really want to try and reach that younger demographic with some of these messages, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. We were sort of a bit hesitant at the start, because we obviously want to sort of like keep people positive and have some sort of like distractions in place for people, but also remain sensitive to the awful things that are happening and some of the stresses people are under. But I think with just a little bit of sort of like lighthearted kind of content at the right time, it seems to be like people seem to be like responding well to it. So yeah, we'll just keep gathering feedback from what people want to see and make sure we keep the tone right.
And I love, I should just say at the moment, because obviously, like all of us, you're working from home, we can just hear the kids having fun in the background, which is brilliant.
Yeah, that's a challenge. But we're all in this together.
Well, listen, one of the things that has come out of Jeff, and this has just gone so kind of crazy online, and I love it. This whole idea of it's Howard O'Clock. Just tell us a little bit about that.
I think obviously it's become part of our kind of daily routine, hasn't it, for us all to watch the press briefings. And I think that they are really helping and even sort of like to add structure to your day. So we'd started sharing some of the important messages, and it was actually on a group chat with the girls, and we said, what time are we opening the wine tonight? And my friend Catherine Ella said, as soon as Howard stopped talking. And that was it. Howard O'Clock was born. It was a bit of a team effort, really. My husband came up with Howard O'Clock. Again, it's sort of like the team dynamics are very different now, aren't they? When you're working from home. And then Laura Bowles, who's an amazing Manx artist, she'd been doing a few pieces for us anyway. Like, she did a socially distant Manx flag, which was brilliant, and you know, had so much impact on social to hopefully spread the message. I messaged her and she turned around the creative in like 10 minutes. So we just put it out there and it resonated, even with Howard himself. Howard's retweet apparently got 50,000 impressions. So, yeah, it was a crazy weekend for us.
It struck a chord, it really has. And so you've created an online charity shop, haven't you? So tell us a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, again, full credit to my colleague Ben, who's a bit of a tech wizard, but he came up with the idea on Friday, soon when the post went out and it started getting some traction, that we consider merchandise. And then when we saw the launch of the Manx Solidarity Fund, we thought that's the absolute cause we want to back. So we put together the Jeff and Island of Social online charity shop and launched that last night. So there's everything from a Howard O'Clock one piece swimming costume to t-shirts and mugs, and it's gone bonkers overnight. We've had like over 100 orders already, so all of the profits from all of those sales are just going direct to the charity.
Oh, brilliant. Who knew, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago that this summer people would be wearing swimsuits with Howard Quayle's face on?
yeah. So we're hoping to. I've just actually received an artwork file of Ashy, which is brilliant. I think it's my favourite so far. So we're hoping to add kind of like more products to the shop as we go. And as long as people still want to kind of like receive this type of content, we'll keep sharing it and thinking of ideas.
And all for a great cause as well. And I think at times like this, one thing that is being proved is that it's so important to keep your sense of humour, isn't it? And just keep looking on the bright side.
Yeah, for me personally, I think so. And I think for our team and, you know, all like we've got lots of people involved in Jeff remotely, all working from home. So people that used to write for us, like Rory Paul, based in Ramsey, he's helping with all sorts of aspects. And it's brought us back together again, like that Jeff community remotely, which I think I'm definitely getting a lot back from it. So hopefully others are too.
Excellent. Well, listen, let us know where we can find the Chazza shop, as you're calling it, and where we can get hold of some of this merch, all going to a great cause, of course.
Yeah, so it's just through our website, which is jeffthemongoose.com/shop. Everything's listed there. We've just asked people to just appreciate a bit of patience with the delivery, because some of those aspects are outside of our control, but all orders gratefully received for a great course. And yeah, hopefully enjoy Howard O'Clock out of a Howard mug next week.